Rob Reiner plays dumb about media burying Hunter laptop revelations before election. I don't know what they did. By Rebecca Mansour on August 28, 2022. Director, actor, and longtime Democrat activist Rob Reiner was incredulous at the notion that the media censored coverage of the Hunter Biden laptop scandal in the run-up to the 2020 election, a fact which is no longer in dispute. Reiner's comments came during a discussion Friday on HBO's Real Time when host Bill Maher mentioned the recent controversy surrounding author Sam Harris' claims on a podcast that the media and big tech were justified in censoring the story of Hunter Biden's laptop from hell during the 2020 election in order to stop Donald Trump's re-election. They were talking about the Hunter Biden laptop, which was a story, Maher said, regarding the Sam Harris podcast conversation. And now all the mainstream press has now admitted it was a real story. Look, let's not pussyfoot around this, Maher continued. Hunter Biden was selling the influence of his father Joe Biden. I mean, most political sons do. Let's not pretend that that at least was not going on. I mean, some guy from China gave him, after a dinner, an $80,000 diamond after dinner. So, Hunter Biden's laptop was buried by the press, Maher added. Even the head of Twitter, Jack Dorsey, said that was a mistake. They buried the story because they remembered what happened with James Comey in the letter 11 days before the 2016 election. Comey said, "We gotta reopen this email investigation with Hillary Clinton." And it probably was. Well, she ran a horrible campaign. Didn't go to Wisconsin, we know all of that. But this was probably the last thing that sunk her. Maher continued, "So Sam Harris says it was appropriate for Twitter and the heads of big tech and the heads of journalistic organizations to feel that they were in the presence of something that is a once-in-a-lifetime moral emergency," meaning Trump. So, he's saying it's okay to have a conspiracy to get rid of somebody as bad as Trump. It's a little bit of a thorny question because once you go down this road, this is sort of where we are in this country, the other side is so evil. Anything is justified in preventing them from taking office. Is it? Reiner said. No, you know what's not justified? Using armed violence to try to kill people in the Capitol. That's not justified. Was it appropriate to bury the Hunter Biden story? Maher pressed again. Are you talking about the press doing this? Reiner asked. Sam Harris is saying that's what they did. And this is what they did. They buried the Hunter Biden story before the election because they were like, we can't risk having the election thrown to Trump, we'll tell them after the election, Maher said. And we know for a fact that that's what they did? Reiner asked. Of course. You don't follow this? Maher responded. You know for a fact that's what they did? I don't know what they did, Reiner said. I know because you only watch MSNBC, Maher replied, garnering laughter from the audience. No, that's not true. That's not true, Reiner insisted. Well, then you would know about this, Maher said. I do know about that. I do know about that. And I do watch Fox, Reiner insisted. But the point is, we're going to prove now that the press blade, you know, tried to. They're admitting it. Maher interrupted. The press is admitting it? Reiner asked incredulously. Yes, that's not even an issue anymore. Maher replied. They're saying, yes, we basically did this because we didn't want this to throw the election. Indeed, it is now well documented that the media and big tech censored coverage of Hunter Biden's laptop scandal by falsely labeling it Russian disinformation and censoring the sharing of the New York Post article that first broke the infamous laptop from hell story. Now every major media outlet, starting with the New York Times, has acknowledged the authenticity of the laptop nearly 2 years after the election. Just last week, Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg admitted on Joe Rogan's podcast that the FBI warned Facebook of an imminent dump of Russian propaganda shortly before the Hunter Biden laptop from hell story broke. Though, according to Zuckerberg's comments, the FBI's warning to him did not identify the New York Post's laptop from hell story specifically. The vague nature of this warning would likely have given Facebook and presumably other big tech companies the cover to block access to the Hunter laptop stories on social media. This was likely aided by the fact that more than 50 former intelligence officials led by Obama-era Director of National Intelligence James Clapper signed an open letter in October 2020 alleging that the New York Post story was Russian disinformation even if the laptop's emails were real. The Hunter Biden scandal is now the subject of a new narrative film My Son Hunter, which marks Breitbart's expansion into film distribution. It's the story that the establishment media did not want America to see. The film's director Robert Davi, License to Kill, Die Hard, The Goonies, described My Son Hunter as the laptop exploded onto film. Davi took to Twitter Sunday morning to respond to Reiner's ignorance of the media's role in censoring the Biden scandals in the run-up to the 2020 election. "I've met Rob Reiner a couple of times," Davi said. "He's a nice director, a talented gentleman. I like his work as a director. We disagree on most issues politically, I'm sure, and on some issues vehemently. But what we have to find out, what we have to be accountable for, is finding common ground in the truth." Davi continued, "We have to admit, Rob, what Bill Maher is saying, that we now know, that the New York Times has said, that the truth about the Hunter Biden laptop has been hidden to sway an election. And you have to admit that, Rob. If we are to solve this country, if we are to bring this country together, you have to admit this kind of thing, because that's terrible, Rob. That's a bad thing. And you played Meathead," Davi added, referencing Reiner's iconic role in the classic TV series All in the Family. "You're in touch with the American people. But I understand the ivory tower. I understand that. You've got to come back to Earth." My Son Hunter, which is available for pre-order now and will be available for download and streaming starting September 7th, stars Lawrence Fox, Victoria, Inspector Lewis, the Professor and the Madman, as Hunter Biden, Gina Carano, the Mandalorian, Deadpool, Heist, as a Secret Service agent, and John James, Dynasty, as Joe Biden. Watch the trailer. My Son Hunter is available for pre-order now and will be available for download and streaming starting September 7th. Rebecca Mansour is Senior Editor-at-Large for Breitbart News. Follow her on Twitter at @RAMansour.